Perek Gimel. Al Mishkovi Balelois, Bikashti Eshav Anashi, Bikashtiv, Beloi Mitzosiv. On my bed at night, I guess referring to some dark aspect of the Golos, or some not moment of favor in the eyes of Hashem. I looked for Eshav Anashi, for my beloved, Bikashtiv, Beloi Mitzosiv. I looked for him and I couldn't find him. Then Akumanov Asuvu here, get up and I look around the city, Bishvokim over a Choivois, and all the shuks and all the, how do you call it, the marketplaces and the streets. Avaksha Esha and Ashiv, I look for the one, my beloved, the one that that my Nefesh love, Bikashtiv, Shoav and Ashiv, Bikashtiv, Lomitsos. Again, I searched for him and I didn't find him. Mitzuni Hashemrim Asoivim Boyer. Then he asked the Shemrim, "Did you find him?" Shoava Nafshiri Sem. Kemat Shavarti Mehem. Kemat, I passed them. Ad Shemotzosei Shavu Nafshiri. I finally found my beloved. Chazti V'Lar Penu. I'll grab hold of him and I won't let go. Ad Shehaveisiv El Beis Imi V'El Cheder Horosi. Until he brings me into Beis Imi, we don't know what that is. The house of my mother. It sounds like some very emotionally. Charged or connected place, well, Cheder Horosi, in the place with which I was born. And it goes on, Ishpati Eschem Benois Rishalayim, Mekeshvua Benois Rishalayim, Bitzvois of Ayolos Hasodeh, in the Ayolos Hasodeh, I guess the animals that the rams that run around, and Tzvois, I think Rashi says, somebody says what Tzvois is. Anyway, I'm Teirum Teiras Oavad Shetechpots. And we have to see what that means. If you will awaken, awaken my love, kol zman that I am desired. Rashi has his own mahalach in that, but the sipurna that we're trying to see if we can deal with. So let's see. Al mishkovi balelus. The sipurna says like this. You really should get other copies. This way, who knows what it says? He says, "Haloi b'yomim rishonim chotosi v'solachto miyad acharei shuvi." He says, "Originally, when I sinned, and you forgave me immediately." Atoloi kein. It's not so. Ki omnom balelo shem mechashke arboim yoim shoyu bekas. Those refer to the choshech of the 40 days when Hashem was bekas. I assume that means after the egel. Otherwise, I guess we were forgiven. We did chatoim in Mitzrayim. That's probably what that means. In other words, biyom rishonim hotosi v'solachtoli acharei shuvi. When they came out of Mitzrayim, they elevated themselves. They reached a level of emunah. Vayitzaku el Hashem. They went into the Yamsuf. They expressed their bitochen. You know, that was a tremendous elevation. You know, that was even that's what the Or HaChaim says. That I must have mentioned this. It says, "Veitzaku al Hashem." So he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Matitzak elai, dabro bnei Yisrael v'yisol." So the Or HaChaim says, "Matitzak elai." So who should I call out to? To the Avodah Zorah. Well, what kind of matitzak elai? Who else do you cry to in a time of tzora? So he says that there was a kitrik. I assume because of Mitzrayim, they reached such low levels of tumah. And they were. It seems from the Novi that they were in beginning to engage in Avodah Zorah. It wasn't like the full depth of the Avodah Zorah. They must have been affected by everything else. But whatever it was, for Klal Yisrael, halolo of the Avodah Zorah, halolo of the Avodah Zorah. That's what the Malachim said on the Yam. Mishchi Yedeichem Avodah Zorah. They had a Shaychus Avodah Zorah. So the Or HaChaim says Tefillah wouldn't have helped. He says Tefillah wouldn't. It was a Kitrik. Tefillah was not Shaych. Of what was Shaych? Bitochen and Emuna. Go into the Yamsuf. Show your bitochen, show your emunah. So that must have elevated them. It says when they finished the Yamsuf, "Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Meisha Avdei." So Hashem forgave them. Then they come to Matan Torah, the greatest gift of all, and then they do the Egel. Again, the Egel was not Avodah Zorah as anyone would know it. It was some. It seems from the Rishonim that it was some kind of a too dependent on Moshe Rabbeinu. Like you see, Aaron said Chag Lashem Mochor, and Eila Lehecho Yisrael. That was only the Erev Rav was trying to induce them into Avodah Zorah. That's the way the Mefarshim explained. But there was something like Kizem Moisha Ish Lo Yodano Mehoyoloi. We don't have Moisha. There's too much dependence. too much dependence on the Rebbe is also begeder avida zora on a certain level. Like, you know, they shouldn't be that. You know, what is it? There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My yachas is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If anything, the leader is just to connect me with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it becomes that over-dependence that I'm falling upon, that's already, you know, and that's, anyway, all right, that's that. So anyway, so B'melei said, Hashem forgave us. But then we do it again. He says, B'alei Shei Mechashchi Arboim Yom Shehoi B'kas B'kashti Yad Shavua Navshi B'vidui V'tfilas Meish Rabbeinu Atzdiki Hador B'kashti V'loi Motzosif B'pnei Af Achimo. He says, I was Mevakish Hashem with Vidui and Tfilas Meish Rabbeinu V'tzadiki Hador Bikashti v'loy metzosiv mipnei afachim, and Hashem had such anger at them. Kaviyochol. Again, everything is in human terms because we can't understand Hashem in any other ways other than in human terms. But in the human terminology, what this would mean is Hashem was so angry, so full of anger. And you can imagine the anger. You sinned in Mitzrayim, I forgave you. You came to Har Sinai, I gave you the Torah. And now? 40 days later, you make an eagle, whatever it was, dakmen adak achet, but there was something there that they did inappropriately on a high level. For them, it was considered avodah zorah, the equivalent of avodah zorah. So it says, and they tried, bikashti eish avor nafshi, that bevidu ubitfilas meish rabbeinu, bikashti v'loi motzosim v'neu afachim, but I couldn't find him. Now, I just think it's interesting to pay attention to the language of the posuk, bikashti hu eis she'ohavo nafshi, the one that my nefesh loved. Yeah, she'ohavo nafshi. So it sounds like that the avas hanefesh is still there in the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael sinned. That didn't take away the love that I have for Hashem. And that's why I'm mevakish. Why am I mevakish? I still feel that love. I want to reestablish the relationship. I did something to mar the relationship, so I want to reestablish it. But that's important to realize that, I mean, this is a recurrent theme in Shir HaShirim, that despite the fact that Klal Yisrael is in such a matzav that Hashem is so angry, kaviyochol, that he's not even responding to the bikush immediately. Eventually he responds. But even to the vidui and the tefilas, Meish Rabbeinu Tzadiki Ador. Yeah, bikashti yeshiva nafshi bevidui uvetfilas Moshe Rabbeinu v'tzadik yador bikashti v'loy matzosim v'pnei afachimo. So Klal Yisrael is in such charoin af from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochu that even the tfilas Moshe and the vidui and the tzadik yador can't rectify the relationship. But who am I searching? What am I doing? Two things. Number one, it's she'ohavo nafshi. That love is still there. And secondly, I'm searching. So I think it's important to realize, because to me, one of the biggest goals, one of the biggest inspirations that I get from the whole Shir HaShirim, with the Rashi, with the whatever it is this idea to recognize that even in our matzav, so challenged religiously and spiritually as we are, so distant emotionally as we feel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's she'ohavo nafshi, that avas nefesh is tokua b'nefesh u'belev shel kol echod ve'echod miYisrael. And when not only is that avas nefesh tokua, but the bikush, mevakish. He's so angry, we did so bad, but, you know, it's a matzav that can't even help the vidui and the tefilas Meish Rabbeinu Tzadiki Ador, but I still love him and I'm still mevakish. I think that's very important for us to always have in mind. Okay, then it says, "Akumanova asoivo beir." The second pasuk, "Bechol machne Yisrael, bikashtiv hayesh moitzechein v'loy matzosi bechol machne." Choye kol mevakesh Hashem says he couldn't find anyone who really was moitzechein. This I don't know exactly what that means. I guess that hayesh moitzechein, that there was no one in other words, I assume that means like this: there was no one in the machane that, well, I don't know, what about Moshe ben Tzadik Hador? Let's see that Shmoyis Lamed Gimel Zayin. Can we look at that? Shmoyis Lamed Gimel Zayin. What am I holding here? Shmoyis Lamed Gimel Zayin. Lamed Gimel.
That's wrong.
Moshe yikach es ov v'notol v'chutz shmo islam v'gimel posik zayin. V'kol mevakish Hashem. Oh, what? No, I want to know what, I don't understand this Sipurno. He says, I went through the whole, I'm looking b'chol ha-machane, bikashtiv hayesh moitzei chayin. I assume that means there's a person who's moitzei chayin b'enei Hashem. V'loi matzosi b'chol ha-machane. V'hoyo kol mevakish Hashem. So what does that posuk say? He says, ומשה יקח את האוהל ונותן לו מחוץ למחנה, הרחיק מן המחנה, וקורא לו אוהל מועד. וכל מבקש השם יצא אל אוהל מועד אשר מחוץ למחנה. So there's a place for the מבקש השם to go. It sounds like what this refers to is that kol mevakish Hashem is michutz lamachaneh. Because here he took the pasuk says he made the oil moed and. מחוץ מוקי חסאו ונוטו לוי מחוץ למחנה הרחיק מן המחנה וקורא לו אוהל מועד והוא כל מבקש השם יצא לו אוהל מועד. So I guess what he says בכל המחנה, I guess the מבקש השם were only those that went to the אוהל מועד, but חוץ those that went to the אוהל מועד I couldn't find any מבקש השם. So I guess so what's this talk? This is talking about Klal Yisrael. Here, Klal Yisrael is speaking and saying, Al Mishkovi Balelois. And now I can't find, so, I don't know. It sounds like I can't find enough. In other words, there are not enough people. There are a few people, I guess, that went out to the Oyel Moed. But B'machane, there's not. In other words, in the people that are left in the Machane, Motsosi Mavakish Hashem. That's what he's looking for. A person that's Moitzei Chayim B'Enei Hashem. I'm looking for such a person I couldn't find. Okay. Mitzuni Hashemim, Meshev Aaron B'Koyanov. I found Meshev and Aaron B'Koyanov. I guess these are the ones that I found. In other words, on the Hamoinam, they weren't the Mevakesh Hashem. There was Meshev Aaron B'Koyanov. Shaltim Ha'omnom, Eshev Anashir Yitzim. I asked him, did you see HaKodesh Baruch Hu? In other words, have you connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay. Okay. V'ein oina. They didn't answer. So I asked Moshe and Aaron if they were able to connect with Hashem. No answer. Metzuni Hashemrim. Let's see how that goes. Hashem v'eishva nashiri sem. Okay. They didn't answer. Kimat shavartu mehem. The Sipurnu. Kimat shavartu mehem. Me'oisam halelo shohoyu bekas. Ad shemotzosi b'lucho shniyos. Aha. So no, kimat she'avarti mehem, I guess. I don't know. I guess it means, I don't know, kimat she'avarti mehem. I guess at the end of that kufa, we got the lucha shniyos. Achaztiv tekev benidvas amishkon, v'lo yarpere v'lo shavti lekislo v'lachto. Okay, I took hold of the luchos and I didn't return to sin. So in other words, we were in a matzav, we're searching Hashem, we couldn't find any real people who mevakesh Hashem, and kemat shavarti behem, those days almost passed, and we couldn't find the mevakesh Hashem. Moshe and Aaron couldn't answer that they found the mevakesh Hashem. So we were in the same matzav. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Chol Zoyis, he had rachmonis, and he gave us lucha shniyos. And now, those lucha shniyos, achazti v'lo harpenu, those I will take hold and those I will keep. And again, it seems that the connection here, and I'm suggesting, I don't know for sure, but the connection here seems to be the bikush, the frustration, the searching, the feeling bereft, missing, lacking, yeah? The feeling bereft of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I don't have him, that's when I start to strengthen myself. I look, and that looking allows me that when I find, achazti v'lo arpenu. Now I'm going to take all. I won't let go. We you know, I always think that we live in a world today where many people drift, and some people drift further away than others. But I always found that the further away the person drifts, I'm not suggesting to anybody any drift, but the further away that a person drifts, the more solid is his return. When he comes back, he says, when I finally find him, he gave me that other chance. He presented me with the Luchos Nes. I broke the first Luchos, yeah? I had my yeshiva education and I broke the Luchos. As far as I'm concerned, I take the Sefer Torah, and we got people like that, you know? I would sell it, you know, or I would get rid of it. Now he give me another chance. Luchos Shniyos, achazti v'lo arpenu. I'm going to hold on to it tight, and I won't let go. I won't, rofui is weakened. I won't weaken the hold. Let's see the Sipurnu. I have a chaztiv takef binidvas amishko v'lo arpenu v'lo yishavti l'kislo v'lachli. I won't return to sin again. Ad she'aveisiv l'hashre shchino soy el beisimi el mizbeach achitzin shebezos Yisroel asher shom rosh hayom. Shehem kmo aim b'Yisroel, b'yiridas ho'eish ach. So I won't let go until I have the whole mishkan and I have everything in the hashoras hashchino el chedor harosi el beis kodesh hakodoshim hashem shom horesi teiros veluchos teiras haluchos levado umeidel umeiro litzdoka. I'm going to hold on until I have the full Beis Hamikdash, the full Mishkan, with the Hashoras Hashchina, with all of the trappings that came, and I'm not going to let go. But this is something interesting. Listen to this. One more, we'll conclude. Hishbati eschem b'nei Yerushalayim. And I swear, I guess, to you, b'nei Yerushalayim. I'm not sure. Hishbati eschem is not clear. Eshumas, I swear, I make a shvuah. I don't know how that works. I make a shvua for the umois. I swear to the umois, whatever that is. But we'll see what he says. Yeah. What? The Klal Yisrael speaking. So look what he says. Es ha'umois shaloi lachtsuni b'gzeiroisom. I swear that you shouldn't pressure me with your gzeiros. You shouldn't overwhelm me with your gzeiros. L'man yuchlu tzadiki aderes le'sasek b'teiro utfila u'lehoshiv atero le'yoshno. Look what happened. Klal Yisrael sinned. They were far away. They were distanced from Hashem. There was a charoin af that even Tfilas Moshe and the tzaddikim couldn't remove. Then finally they don't give up and they continue the bikush, motzosi, hashoimrim, Moshe Rabbeinu, they don't even answer. Finally they find the opportunity. They reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say, we will reconnect, we're going to hold on tight, we're awaiting that the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan should be built with all of its glory, the Hashoras HaShechina. We want to connect that way with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now we say like this, Umas HaOlam, be careful, don't you dare cause me lachatz with your gzeros. Why? L'man yuchol tzadike ha-deiros l'sasek ba-teiro utfila u'lehoshiv ha-toro le-yoshna. What is Klal Yisrael Daiga? I would say, if you say Umas HaOlam, don't cause me any trouble. I would say like this, listen, I'm behaving well now. I'm a tzaddik. I don't want any more of your nonsense. I don't want any pain. I don't want any suffering. I don't want any gzeiros. No. What's the Klal Yisrael's concern? When they come back, and when they grab hold, and when they're firm in that v'loy achazti v'lo arpenu, they have one concern. They say, Umas HaOlam, please don't put us under the gzeiros. Why? Because we need the tzaddikei hadoyer to be oisik batoyro utfilo, and also ulahoshiv atoro leyoshna means to restore the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the glory of Torah to its original original status, to its old-fashioned, you know, its former status. So that's very interesting. Look at the path of the people that distance themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They go off the derech, okay? And then they try, they search, it doesn't seem to work. Then they finally get that connection again, that they grab hold of that luchos, yeah? and they don't want any more suffering. They don't want any more challenging. They don't want any more pain. They don't want the Umas HaOlam to give them pain. Why? Not because they don't want to suffer pain, but then maybe that too. But their primary concern is, I want to make sure that the tzaddikei hador should be able to be oisik in Torah tefillah, and that the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be restored. And you see that today so clearly, that people that distance themselves, and when they finally come back, not only do they come back with a passion and with a commitment, but they have this concern for the Klal Yisrael. And I think we're seeing that today. There are so many people that come from a faraway position to a position of Arbotzes Torah, to a position of dedicating their lives. I mean, I look at these. It's not a secret. It's public knowledge. The founders of Arachim. There's three major. Well, two of the founders, and one has been the head of it for many, many years now. And these are the Bali Tshuva. They themselves were originally. I mean, I know their stories. They were, you know, Vait Shebavait. You know, one grew up religious and then became irreligious. The other ones never even were, whatever it was. But they come back. They discover the Lucha Shniyos, so to speak. And then the passion of their lives, their Mesa Nefesh, their whole lives, just to be Machzer HaTorah LeYoshua, to restore that original glory of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Jew has inside, and that means us too.